When it's hot outside and you want to relax, maybe out in the backyard, you need a nice drink in your hand. Maybe something colorful, fruity, herby maybe, bubbly, possibly even frozen. Add a little umbrella or fruit garnish in there. It doesn't just look cool. It's a good way to beat the heat. And it doesn't have to be boozy. There are a lot of great mocktail options that taste just as good as signature cocktails. In this week's edition of Food Friday, we're going to talk about how to make a bunch of these drinks, and we want to hear what you like. Call 800-642-1234. What's your go-to summer beverage? Do you have a favorite drink? Maybe a cocktail, margarita, daiquiri, pina colada, shandy? What's the most impressive drink you've made for someone? Do you have a favorite non-alcoholic cocktail or a question about how to make good ones? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Sonia Overheiser is the co-author with her husband Alex of Pretty Simple Cooking, 100 delicious vegetarian recipes to make you fall in love with real food. They also run the website acouplecooks.com where she writes and develops recipes, including beverage recipes. Sonia, welcome back to the show.
Rob, thanks so much for having me.
Well, I can be kind of streaky with a beverage. Like, it's the season and I'm trying something new and I just run with it. Do you have a favorite of the summer so far?
You know, what I love to do in the summer is pair everything with bubbles. So I take sparkling water, it's also called soda water or club soda, and mix that with just about anything. You can mix it with wine to make a spritzer. You can mix it with Saint-Germain. If you would like to get a little fancy, you can mix it with beer. You can mix it with anything, and it makes it a lovely hydrating cocktail. And it makes a little lower alcohol as well.
I went through a bunch of the beverages you have on your website, some alcoholic, some not. It seems like a guiding philosophy is most of them are pretty simple. You can go into bar recipe books and get really complicated. It seems like your philosophy is simpler and fewer ingredients overall. Do I have that about right?
Absolutely. As you know, we wrote the book Pretty Simple Cooking, and I think we've now kind of started to hone in on pretty simple drinks. So yeah, how can you make the most of the liquors that you have on hand? Because it can get expensive, and we have experimented with all sorts of different liqueurs and liquors, and we know it can get pretty pricey. And so really trying to hone down the simplest ingredients. And you can make cocktails where you measure it all out and you're very precise and you use a cocktail shaker and a certain amount of ice and all that. Or you can just be a free form. And that's what I love about summer drinks is that you can really just take your favorite liqueur, add some sparkling water, and it's a really hydrating, tasty beverage.
Well, you've got a few recipes you shared with us. We've got them up at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's meet one of them that meets a couple of the criteria you just mentioned, the Rosé Spritzer. And you write on your website, this is a summer cocktail we 100% must try ASAP. Tell us about a Rosé Spritzer.
Sure. So it's really, really simple. It's just wine and soda water. That's either club soda or just your favorite sparkling water brand. You can even take your LaCroix out of the fridge and mix it with rosé wine. I love it with rosé because it's nice and crisp and tart. You can also do a red wine spritzer as well with red wine or a white wine spritzer. So really any wine that you have on hand. And then if you want to, you know, step it up a few notches, you can always make frozen rosé. You'll mix some rosé with strawberries and freeze that, then blend it up into kind of a slushy. So that's another favorite of ours.
We are talking about great summertime cocktails, and we'll get some mocktails too with Sonia Overheiser, co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking, 100 delicious vegetarian recipes to make you fall in love with real food. You can find a lot of her work on the website, acouplecooks.com, including a bunch of beverages. We've got a few at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Emily is with us in Luxembourg. Emily, hi.
Hi.
What do you got for us, Emily?
My all-time favorite summer beverage, brandy swirls. I use my grandma's recipe. I have the same ice cream pail I use every year for it. I have a gallon sitting in my freezer right now. It is just so refreshing on a hot day.
This is a big Wisconsin treat. I know. What goes into your brandy slush, Emily?
It's the pretty normal one. It has black tea and then a can of lemonade, a can of orange juice, as much brandy, 2 to 4 cups of brandy, depends on how I'm feeling, and then I finish it off with squirt. I know some people do sweet, like a lemon lime soda. I like the squirt.
Emily, thank you so much for sharing that, Sonia. A brandy slush there, and that's, I don't know if that's big elsewhere. We've got some unique things in Wisconsin, like the brandy old-fashioned sweet, the brandy slush, some other things like that. Is that one that's on your radar for the summertime?
You know, this is new to me, but I will say I've been reading up on Wisconsin cocktails, and it's so much fun to learn about the brandy old-fashioned, brandy Alexander, grasshopper. I just tried the pink squirrel. Is that the right?
Yep, that's one.
Yep. Yep. So I know there's a long tradition of cocktails in Wisconsin. So I'm excited to learn about this one. We're going to be trying that ASAP.
Yeah, I've heard from bartenders around the country that if somebody orders a brandy old fashioned, that you just know they're from Wisconsin.
Yes,
like there's no other alternative to that. Well, let's get into now non-alcoholic beverages. And I, if it isn't clear, I drink cocktails with alcohol myself. And there are times I want that cocktail experience, but I don't want the booze. But the tricky thing is a lot of times they're so, you know, it's like sugary and fruity. It's like drinking a juice box. How do we beat the juice box mocktail scenario?
Totally. Yeah. So we love to keep our mocktails as tart and crisp as we can. So yeah, you'll find a lot of different recipes on our website. Most of them, we try to really stay true to that cocktail experience. If we're replicating it as a virgin drink, for example, a virgin margarita, ours is very, very tart. And then we use a really fun yet weird substitute for the alcohol in our virgin margarita. We use pickle juice.
Yeah. I saw that on your website. How does pickle juice work? And there was another kind of like olive juice, not olive brine, but something else you use.
Caper
brine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the deal with that? How does pickle juice make a mocktail taste boozy? I don't get it.
Right. So if you add just a hint of it, you're not going to add a lot, and I promise it will not taste like a pickle. but it adds that kind of bitter edge that really helps to mimic alcohol. So you kind of feel like you're tasting some tequila, but no, it's just pickle juice. So you got to try it.
Some of my solutions there have been, I have bitters around sometimes, so I'll use that. Mm-hmm. And you could even get non-alcoholic bitters. You're only using a few drops, so I don't mind that. I'll do some really strong black iced tea as one of my mixers to get a little bitter element into things.
That's
as well.
That's a great idea.
Well, let's check out one of your mocktails, actually, that you shared with us. You've got the Cherry Lime Ricky, which you could add booze to, but tell us about the boozeless version.
Right. So this one it's a little sweeter, but it's really balanced with that lime. So I love cherry and lime together in anything. And they really go hand in hand here. You use a little bit of a cocktail syrup and you pair that with lime juice and then sparkling water. It's so, so refreshing. And if you want to make it into a cocktail, so if you want to serve some cocktails and some mocktails, you can add gin to it. The Gin Ricky is a very old classic cocktail, but it's really turned kind of into a mocktail these days. So it's gotten very popular. You can make it either way. So add gin or just sip it straight up. It's super tart and crisp and bubbly, and I love it.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234 with Keith in Green Bay. Keith, hi.
Hi. I've recently discovered something called a shrub.
What is a shrub? I don't know this one.
Yeah, a shrub is actually, it goes back to colonial times. And the recipe basically is very simple. It's 500 grams of fruit, 500 grams of sugar, and 500 mils of a vinegar. And the last one I made was strawberry. So it was mashed up strawberries and white sugar, and you let it macerate for a couple days, and then you squeeze all the juice out of it, and you put aside the solids. And then I added champagne vinegar to it.
Huh. And this doesn't, and you don't have to add booze at any state of the, any stage of the equation, right?
You don't have to add booze. Then you use it like a base with like, I like it with tonic water, or you could use any kind of a sparkling water. You could use like Sprite or 7-Up or whatever. And you probably could add booze. I would think gin or vodka, you know, or in Wisconsin brandy. But I've been thinking of I made one with rhubarb that I haven't tasted yet, with brown sugar and apple cider vinegar, and I have different things like peach ginger with different sugars or vinegars. So I'm going to experiment with it this summer.
Yeah, this sounds like, thanks for that call, Keith. Sonia, this sounds like something where you can really play mad scientist and try any permutation of fruits and sugars and vinegars. Sounds fun.
Absolutely. I've had one at a restaurant, but I have never tried recreating it on my own at home. So I love that inspiration. Now I'm adding it to the list.
Excellent.
Along with that.
Keith, thank you for sharing that at 800-642-1234. We're talking about making great summertime drinks, alcoholic or not, with Sonia Overhizer, co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking, 100 Delicious Vegetarian Recipes to Make You Fall in Love with Real Food. Sonia set us up with a few drink recipes you could check out at WPR.org/Food Friday, a rosé spritzer, a summer shandy, and a cherry lime Ricky. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite summer cocktail or mocktail? Do you have a spin of your own on one of the classics? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday talk about summer drinks, including cocktails, mocktails, shandies, and more. Sonia Overhizer stays with us, co-author with her husband Alex of the book Pretty Simple Cooking. They run the website acouplecooks.com, where, among many other things, they have lots of beverages. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your favorite summertime drinks or your questions if you need some advice. 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go back to your calls now. Russ is with us in Pleasant Springs. Russ, hi.
Hi. My favorite year-round cocktail is an old-fashioned, which I understand is the state drink of Wisconsin. And you'd be surprised how many bartenders, whether they're local or at major restaurants, do not know how to make that drink. I've had them come back to the table at me in a brandy snifter with pieces of pineapple and an umbrella in it. I mean, you'd be...
Did they at least muddle the pineapple first?
You know, I sent them back. You know, I said, I don't know what this is, but it's not an old-fashioned. You would think that the state drink would be, you know, a little more understandable by trained bartenders.
Russ, thanks a lot for sharing that story. I love it. Pineapple in the old-fashioned. Sonia, are there a lot of regional drinks like this that you've run across, whether in your neck of the woods or as you research your recipes?
There's less than you would think, and the brandy old-fashioned really is exemplary when it comes to regional drinks. As I was researching that one, I found that it's garnished with all sorts of weird things like onions and Brussels sprouts. So it's been really fun to learn about regional drinks. But yeah, I would say more often than not, there's less regional drinks that I've come across that are popular on a national scale.
Thanks a lot for that call. Before we go back to our caller, Sonia, let's check out the third recipe you shared with us, a shandy recipe, your summer shandy. We've got that up at WPR.org/Food Friday. Walk us through that.
Sure. So you've probably bought a shandy at the store, but you may never have made it at home. A shandy is actually a British drink, and it was invented in the 1800s. It was originally called a shandy gaff, and it was made by mixing beer and ginger ale or ginger beer. And it's kind of evolved since then, but if you order it in the UK, you'll get it with a sparkling lemonade or a sparkling lemon lime soda. So that's similar to Sprite, but we prefer it with a sparkling lemonade. And our version actually makes it with a homemade sparkling lemonade. So all you need is your sparkling water, fresh lemon juice, and simple syrup. So if you mix those together and add it to beer, it is incredibly refreshing. For our summer shandy, we like making it with a craft wheat beer, and it tastes incredible in the summer.
It's Food Friday. We're getting some great summertime mixed drinks. The Sonia Overhizer, co-author of the book Pretty Simple Cooking. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Nicole is with us now in Madison. Nicole, hi.
Hi, guys. So I love a mojito, and I think they're super refreshing, especially in the summer. I drink them all year round, but I like to do one with strawberry puree and mango rum and citrus rum to make it a little more fruity.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Is this a recipe you came up with yourself, Nicole, or did you find it somewhere and replicate it?
Actually, I found it when I was bartending, and I tweaked it so that it would be a little more fruity than the original.
Awesome. I love it, Nicole. Thanks so much. Sonia, we haven't really tapped into the world of really tropical type cocktails. What are some of your favorites along those lines?
I agree with Nicole. The mojito is where it's at for me in the summer. And this summer, we've been making some variations on a mojito similar to the one she mentioned. You can muddle up strawberries, you can muddle up peaches, you can muddle raspberries. Do that in your cocktail shaker first, and then add the remaining ingredients, your rum, your simple syrup, and your mint. And it's so fruity and delicious. So mojito is definitely up there for me. And then who couldn't resist a classic pina colada, right, in the summer? You might be surprised of exactly what is in the classic pina colada. It uses some pineapple, and then it has a coconut syrup that you use, and an ice and rum, and that is incredibly refreshing. So I highly recommend trying the absolute classic pina colada.
Nicole, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. We'll go to Joel now in Ironwood, Michigan. Joel, hi.
Hi, hi. I hadn't heard anybody mention one of my favorite old fashions, Southern Comfort old fashions.
Oop, just cut out there, Joel. I heard Southern Comfort old fashioned. I think the next word was going to be sweet. And I have encountered that. A bartender I knew in town was a connoisseur of old fashions and went from supper club to supper club trying different ones, and that was one of his. I don't know. I think of Southern Comfort as kind of a thicker, more wintry thing. Sonia, how about you?
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think I might need to come take a special visit to Wisconsin and just do a tour day old fashioned.
you could easily build a tour. Have somebody else drive for you, though.
There we go.
And check with your dentist first. It's a pretty sweet drink. We heard from Marcia on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Marcia says, I love a Moscow mule in the summer. Now, these have gotten really big. I feel like I see them everywhere, yeah. Sonia, with like a zillion permutations. Talk about
there
the Moscow mule a little, please.
There are a zillion permutations. So I love a good Moscow mule. It's vodka and ginger beer and lime. And there is pretty much one for every single alcohol. So you have a Mexican mule with tequila, a Kentucky mule with bourbon, a gin mule is a fun variation. That's kind of like a mashup between a mojito and a Moscow mule. So we have every single one of those over on our website, acoupleofcooks.com, if you want to go crazy with mules.
And thanks to Marcia for sending that along. Here's one, Sonia, I encountered at a bar and replicated. It sounded weird to me. It was like rye or bourbon. I can't remember at the bar. They called it a maple smash. So the bourbon, maple syrup, and lemon. And I thought, what are those things doing together? And it sounds like, great. I'll order it. And it was really good. And I'm like, that's three ingredients that are readily obtainable in our culture. And I make them all the time. They're awesome for the summer. Any thoughts on that or anything that you want to riff on with that?
Right. We love a whiskey smash. You can also make it with vodka and do a vodka smash. We have a version of it that's a berry vodka smash. So add some fresh berries to that, muddle them up, and then add the lemon juice and vodka and simple syrup. And it's delicious. That's a great suggestion.
All right. We've had a lot of inspiration ideas. Sonia, what's on your menu beverage-wise for this very weekend?
Oh, goodness. That's a great question. You know, we haven't talked about the Aperol Spritz, which is a really great summer drink. It's a classic Italian drink. And so probably some version of Spritz, possibly the Aperol Spritz.
That sounds awesome. Sonia, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Overheiser, co-author with her husband Alex of Pretty Simple Cooking, 100 delicious vegetarian recipes to make you fall in love with real food. They're the pair behind acouplecooks.com. She joined us for this edition of Food Friday for a look at great mixed drinks for the summertime. Got a few recipes from Sonia over at WPR.org/Food Friday, a rosé spritzer, a summer shandy, and a mocktail, a cherry lime Ricky. And if you poke around at acouplecooks.com, you can find long lists of recipes for cocktails and mocktails as well. And you can still share your favorites, recipes if you'd like, over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.